our last conversation where I was like, can I make that kind of money? I got to pay taxes and all that stuff. I worked it out and I realized I choose to live the abundant life. I choose to live the life where money gives me options and access to options. I choose that I'm worth it. And I choose to see that as valuable, to come from that place, to provide value.
On the inside right now, I'm like, I'm flitting like a little butterfly. Because after that conversation we had, and you were like, I'm going to take some time and I'm going to think about it. It really drove me crazy. I'm really glad that you took away the other things of like, what do you want in your life? What do you want for your future, for your family? It's you telling yourself exactly the words that you just said, which is like, I am choosing to have more. I'm choosing to be in a space of abundance. Money is just a byproduct of thinking like that. But your life, which is way more important than money, like your life changes when you think that way.
I had to authentically look, right?
It doesn't always feel good to do that.
It feels good on the other side of it, but it doesn't always feel good to be insightfully straight with yourself.
It really does range like this. Like you came in, you're like, I've never really collaborated before. And you're going to go into an experience with someone who's collaborated with Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. That's the polarity difference that exists inside of that space.
Welcome. We do this the first Friday of every month, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We get together, introduce ourselves, give a strength and a weakness, and form collaborative teams. We have 2 weeks to write a song with those new collaborative teams. And then on the third Friday of every month, we have show and tell, just like what you're in right now, where we present the songs and we talk about the collaborative experience. This space is here to foster community, provide a safe space for creatives and artists, producers, songwriters to learn the inner workings of what it is to collaborate, the different ways there are to collaborate, really find your skill sets and learn from a community and be a resource to each other.
Hi, everyone. I'm Angie Faith. My strength, I would say, is I'm a vocalist. I love to sing.
My weaknesses, I would say, is definitely production. I'm so open and willing to buy a microphone and do vocals from home. I just haven't done it yet. Action of producing music is not a strength of mine. Also, I'm not very strong in collaboration. I've done a lot of work solo, independent, so I'm happy to be here part of a group.
Rob's group, I want to do Rob, James, Alethea, and Angie.
Come back here in 2 weeks' time at the same time. But like a finished, let's call it a demo of the song.
So you make a demo within 2 weeks.
We make a song and sometimes it's more than a demo. Sometimes it's a demo. It just depends really on where we get with it. But yeah, we'll aim to have a really nice version of a song.
I'm so excited. This is so cool.
Like there's a massive gap. Like when people are like, oh, I want to work in the studio with XYZ. It's like, yeah, I get that you want to. Everyone wants to. But like, are you equipped to? This process teaches some of the equipment that's required to be able to do it. Take it as a learning experience. Rob is awesome. This will be your first time. It's going to be a great experience. You're with James, who is awesome and will help guide you through this process. And yep. I think that the musical theater-esque narrative lyric writing, it could work for you. And I know it's not like exactly the style that you've been creating, everything that's in like your list, your psychographic identifiers, all that kind of stuff. I think that tracks well for that. And I also think that Rob Wells can create a badass track in that genre, considering that's sort of his like wheelhouse of music.
There's the whole ripple effect, but there's also like the thought of just like standing on one continent and you know, like just dipping your toe in the water and just like wiggling it, and will that create a wave that will be somebody will surf on the other side of the planet? I have this idea that's floating through my head of just like, I want to create, imagine like we just put a drop into the ocean and then that drop becomes ripples and then becomes waves.
Yes.
Might be kind of cool, but like if I can do that musically as well, like with the piano part that I come up with, where it's just something like, you know, just something like that.
That's really funny.
That's our verse right there.
That's beautiful.
Actually, hold on. Let me try something here with a cool delay. Just that little combination of those chords, I think it's going to be really, really good. Really gives this feeling of just like the ripples turning into waves, turning into... If you can play the music on its own without hearing the lyric and know what the song's about, then you're onto something. And then if you can read the lyric and imagine the music and then it ends up being that, then you're onto something. If you can come up with a melody that gives you those same feelings, all of that, then you're onto something. If it can all just like tie together so beautifully, then that's a great thing. So definitely, like, coming up with the concept will feed everything. It'll feed everything. It'll feed the emotion. It'll feed the music. It'll feed the melody. It'll feed the chords. It'll feed the lyric that you come up with and the tempo and everything else. I'll just come up with the musical background, the musical bed. I won't give any hint of what I'm thinking for melody. I'll let you guys run with that. And
okay, cool.
And then I guess, Angie, are you able to record a vocal at your end?
I made sure she got herself sorted this week. She went and got all the equipment for her place because she didn't. But she's sorted now. She's great. She went to the store. She got a mic. She got an interface. She got everything.
God bless you, James. That's good.
I just got to set it up now. And then Kevin sent me Logic. So I'll be using that.
If I could get the vocal sent to me when it's all, like, if you're really happy with it and you've got it like edited to the point where it's just a single vocal for me to use and put in over the track, that would be fantastic. Or I don't know, James, if you can jump in and do some vocal comping or anything.
Either me or Kevin will sort it. So whenever you get the vocal to pop in, you won't have much work to do. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's great. Yeah. And then I'll just put it together and I'll do mix and master and editing on you know, just making it sound great. But my aim is to do like a piano vocal with atmospherics over top of all that and just make it sound cool. I look at songwriting kind of like I'm looking at a big chunk of wood right in front of me, and I see the shape of the wood, and it's like, okay, based on that shape, I could see that I'm going to carve this out of the wood, this particular thing. And so that's the one sentence that describes the whole song. That's the one item that I'm going to carve out of this. Now what I do is I go in with like an axe and I chop off the big pieces out of this wood to kind of get the general shape of what I want to make. And then once I've got that, I zoom back and I look and I just think, does that work? Can I go a little bit further with this? Yes. Great. Then I go in with a smaller tool and I start doing the free writing. The free writing is going in with the smaller tool and now starting to get like really in close to what the general shape is that I'm looking for. And then once that feels good, once I've got the free writing done, then I go in with the really fine tool and I figure out what's the actual lyric that I want to do in here. And I'm starting to do like the fine, minute details that are in this thing. And by the time I'm done, I've got this carving that's exactly what I wanted out of this wood. It's the same thing with songwriting. Is you start with a big chunk of wood, you cut away the big blocks with the sentences that you put up here. Then you go in with a finer tool, you start doing the free writing, and then you go in with a really fine tool to do like the real nitty gritty lyric writing in there. And as long as you're all agreeing with everything that's going on at all stages of the way, then I think the three of you can write the top line together and come up with the melody over top of what it is that I'm doing piano wise.
Yeah, perfect. I felt that when you said a ripple turns into a wave that washes over you, visualizing the white light space with the creator washing stuff and cleansing things.
Yes.
In fact, in theta, it's like beliefs. You find the contradictory beliefs that you have. For instance, I don't deserve to be successful, but you might also believe I want to be successful. Like, this is quite common. So you take the negative or contradictory belief and then you bring it up into the light of the creator, and then you kind of wash it and cleanse it and implant the reverse of that inside of you. So you say most people believe I don't deserve to be successful. What would be installed in its place is, you know, I do deserve to be successful.
Beautiful. A chakra, because you mentioned chakras, I've done a lot of healing on my sacral chakra in the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Very consistent with it, actually. There's been a lot of trauma to the sacral chakra area, and there's been a lot of healing. And the word discernment. So practicing sovereignty and practicing discernment are two things I've been up to for the past 2 years. Owning my sovereignty, practicing discernment.
I actually think that is better placed in the pray.
Because I believe the universe dwells within us too, as well. And that we're co-creating.
We are the universe. We are children of the stars.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, we are nice. Children of the stars.
That's a musical line.
Mm.
Oh, my darling Alethea, how much I adore you already.
So good.
It's really why Kevin put me in this group.
Oh yeah, he knows we're supposed to be hanging out already. Like, not just our group. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I think Kevin knows all of us really, really well because he knows you guys really well. So, like, when he put this group together, I could understand why he put Angie with Rob, and then I could understand why he put you and James. And I was kind of a little bit like, I don't know why I'm with these people. I'm glad.
Oh, these strange people.
I'm not sure why. Now I know why. I think we should avoid using the word light, because you've used the word light a lot in your songs. Alien Ant Farm, their first big album, they use the word semi-trailer in two of their songs on that album. And it really stands out because it's not a word that most people use in general. So to use it once is like, that's cool. Using it a second time is a little bit like, couldn't they think of another word? If you've used the word light a lot and you've got a song that you've already written that's about the light, tide and light have the same I sound. Riding the tide is the same vowel as shining the light.
Absolutely.
Different way of saying the same thing, but it gives you the same sounds. And I'm sure that what we're coming up with here is building on what you've done rather than replicating what you've done. I really want to be in it and just make sure it's just as awesome as we all know it can be.
Thank you.
On Sunday, I'm actually getting to go with Kevin, and he's supporting me in my Canada's Got Talent application, because I've been wanting and waiting to do it now for 3 weeks. And I asked Kevin and he said yes, graciously. So that's what's next.
I think Kevin's the best person to do it with you. I mean, I have seriously never met somebody as young as Kevin who is as switched on as he is.
And I love you too, James.
Yeah, I love you guys too. This is great.
Yeah, I feel very just so grateful. I want to cry. I didn't always love my life, but I love it now. Oh, I love my life so much now.
And the more you love it, the more there is to love.
It's so true. Can we write that down? Yep. Like, yes. I love my life, and the more you love it, the more there is to love, because it's just so good.
I'm super happy that you made the step to get your own recording equipment. It's really going to free up a ton of creativity, and it's going to free up your ability to work with more people.
I'm so excited. Look at me. I look so cute with my headphones and my microphone. This is a very definitive moment that we'll look back on a year from now, I'm sure.
This is when I got my gear.
So next we're going to listen to Making Waves, which was Rob, myself, Alethea, and Angie. Here you go.
I was at a crossroads, asking where should I go, 'cause I didn't know. He's so change, and here we are. children of the stars, we're making waves.
I think a lot of emotion went into this song. I loved that we all came at this song from this place where we were just gonna say yes to everything. I'll put my piece in there, you'll put your piece in there, all four of us put our pieces in there and just created a work of art that is representative of who we were during these last 2 weeks. And that conversation that we had after we all met, just talking about concentric rings and circles and ripples and how the beating of the wing from the butterfly creates the hurricane across the other side of the world, all the actions that you do in this life, how they make effects in the future generations, all this stuff. I just thought it was really cool, and just we all just came together really nicely, and I just emotionally put into the piano what we were talking about. And
this was my first collaboration in the group, and it was definitely a learning experience for me. So humbling being a independent artist and a working musician. So often I do things on my own and I run my own show and my own career. To be with people and to work on something as a team effort with something that I'm not used to. So that was so beautiful. I loved our conversations. At times it felt like there was this synchronicity. Like with James, I said to him today, I feel like I've experienced a piece of your heart. And sorry, y'all, I'm getting emotional just saying this. It's just so beautiful. I didn't know this kind of level of connection existed. The technical aspects of it, I learned how to record with different devices, different apps. I challenged myself and bought myself a microphone and a Scarlett. Kevin was with me at the purchase of that. And at the end of it, I couldn't figure it out because my computer was shit. It just didn't work. So this was me singing into my phone using an app called Spire. Thea was the other writer in this, and she is just such a beautiful soul. She's written hundreds of books. I've never heard anyone say that before. So that was also stunning to have her be part of our group. Beautiful team effort and this beautiful song that got created, and I'm so thrilled.
She really deserves the plaudits there, like, and technology wasn't on her side, and she was racing around buying equipment. It didn't work, and then I got her up on an app on her phone, and she managed to do it then. So great team effort all around, and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears from some of us.
Again, I guess that's just part of the collaboration process. So James sent me this pitched melody. I can't believe we created this from that. Like, it's just amazing to see the spaces that everything goes through. That's just miraculous, y'all. Thank you so much, everyone. Thanks, Kevin. Thank you so much for bringing me here. And thanks, Ian, for you coming today. I'm so happy you're here as well. Ian's like my brother, y'all, just so you know.
Just a quick background. I met Angie back in 2010, 2011. Just on a personal note, so proud of you, not only as a songwriter and as a creative, but as a human being, the inner work and the constant work that you've done on yourself. I think that's what I'm really present to in this song. I don't think you could have written a song quite like this 5 years ago, 10 years ago, because it's coming from a really leveled up place